This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the acupuncture and general health channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Ann Jeffries, the founder and director of the Jeffries Acupuncture Center based in New York City. Ann believes that acupuncture and Chinese medicine should be accessible by all people. She is nationally board certified in acupuncture and Chinese herbal medicine and has been a practitioner of acupuncture and Chinese medicine since 1994. Her focus is integrating healing and wellness of both physical and emotional conditions and practices a range of styles. Dr. Jeffries, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric. Nice to be here.
You're more than welcome and good to have you. So first of all, what is community acupuncture and why is this a growing trend?
So at the Jeffries Acupuncture Center, we offer both individual and community-based visits. Community acupuncture is something where people are offered acupuncture in a group setting, in a large treatment room with acupuncture tables separated by shoji screens. What community acupuncture really does is it makes acupuncture accessible and affordable for a large variety of people. Community acupuncture started 7 or 8 years ago as in a way that where practitioners felt that acupuncture was inaccessible for a lot of patients because acupuncture can be quite expensive. At my center, we offer acupuncture starting at $40 a session, and it really creates a wonderful healing environment for patients.
And if you don't mind explaining your practice briefly and its specialties.
Yeah, so my practice at my center, at the Jeffries Acupuncture Center in New York City, we really see a wide variety of patients. We treat a lot of different conditions from chronic pain to stress and anxiety, and we offer a range of services, including acupuncture, Chinese herbal medicine, cupping, moxibustion, which warms up acupuncture points. So we're really full service. My particular specialty, though, is in integrative oncology. I work with a lot of patients using acupuncture and complementary medicine to support their cancer treatment process.
Tell us how acupuncture actually works, and can you cite examples of patients and studies that show its effectiveness?
Oh, certainly. So acupuncture, in traditional Chinese medicine, or TCM, the theory of acupuncture is that just like blood flows through the body in vessels, that we also have an energy that flows through the body in its own vessels. We call that energy qi. And qi is posited to really be what's behind the normal physiological function of a lot of different systems in the body. So when an acupuncturist is really stimulating acupuncture points, they're working with this qi, this energy, to regulate a number of systems. So in modern research, where the exact mechanism of acupuncture hasn't quite been pinpointed, so to speak, what we find in studies is that acupuncture really regulates a number of different systems. So there's evidence that it regulates the neurological system, the endocrine system, it stimulates the release of endorphins, so it really works on a lot of different levels in the body. There are even studies that show that it really, in fMRI studies, it shows that it really regulates even the brain as a kind of controlling system for the body. There are a number of studies that have shown how effective acupuncture can be. There was a study that came out in 2012, actually, in the Archives of Internal Medicine that was an analysis that pooled a number of different studies together. They looked at almost 18,000 patients in studies in Europe, and they showed that acupuncture really is effective for a variety of chronic pain conditions, more than placebo acupuncture, more than you know, doing nothing. And so they looked at back pain, neck pain, osteoarthritis of the knee, chronic headaches, And they really showed in this larger study that acupuncture is an effective condition. This is leading a lot of doctors to really start to refer their pain patients more to acupuncture. So there's evidence in these studies that are being conducted and funded right now, but there's also a lot of evidence for me, having practiced over 20 years, that I just see in a variety of patients that clinically acupuncture treats a lot of conditions that are difficult for Western medicine to address. Because acupuncture is non-pharmacological, you know, it's not injecting a drug into the body, I find that for a lot of patients, they're really looking for a drug-free alternative to treat their conditions, whether it's chronic pain, stress and anxiety, supporting their cancer treatment. In fact, I recently worked with a patient. She had was diagnosed with a very aggressive form of breast cancer and had chemotherapy, went through that process, but there's really nothing else that they can do to try and prevent the recurrence of her cancer. And with acupuncture and Chinese herbal medicine, she recently received a very clean scan, and we're continuing to support her. She's actually gone from not having her period, feeling fatigued, feeling incredibly anxious, to having her period again, and she's actually looking at becoming pregnant, which is fantastic. So it's really, you know, turned her life around to have access to something like this. And in a community setting, we're able to really offer a service that people can really benefit from, but it doesn't break the bank. It's really something that makes it accessible.
Today we are with Dr. Ann Jeffries, the founder and director of the Jeffries Acupuncture Center based in New York City, and believes that acupuncture and Chinese medicine should be accessible by all people. And she's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Acupuncture and General Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Jeffries, is this becoming more accepted in mainstream medicine?
Yes. It really, especially having seen the growth of acupuncture in the U.S. over the last 20 years, it's becoming much, much more accepted. I think what doctors are finding is that, you know, they have patients with conditions that they can't always completely address with Western medicine. Chronic pain is a big area. So I'm finding many more doctors and health systems really accepting acupuncture, particularly in oncology. You know, there's a concern when someone potentially, their immune system is depleted, you know, that There had been a concern historically about receiving acupuncture, but there have been a lot of studies that show acupuncture is very safe and effective for a variety of conditions. And one of the things that I do right now is I actually work with the breast cancer research group at Columbia University. We're conducting studies to show that acupuncture can treat some of the side effects of normal cancer treatment, of people getting chemotherapy, like numbness and tingling and pain in the limbs, joint pain, et cetera. And oncologists who are very conservative are really embracing acupuncture more and more as a non-pharmacological therapy that treats hot flashes associated with treatment, pain, fatigue, et cetera. So it's not going to interfere with their therapy, but it's going to provide a very important complement to what they're doing. And I also find that more and more people who may not have tried acupuncture in the past, because it's growing in the U.S., it is becoming much more mainstream. You know, I treat a variety of patients, from people who really haven't experienced acupuncture before, like truck drivers and you know, I actually have a few families that come and receive treatment at the same time at the center. You know, it's really something that as soon as people try it and find out how it works, that it is relaxing, it's very easy, it's not painful, you know, it can really address a lot of conditions, that they embrace it more and more. I think really what people want is to feel better, and acupuncture is a marvelous way to kind of help the body restore its balance, restore its health. A lot of times when people come for pain at first, they end up coming back for acupuncture for stress management, for dealing with fatigue, for a lot of other issues. So I think it's people are more and more finding out what it does and how it can help them, which is really helping it to grow.
And why are more Americans embracing acupuncture?
I think more Americans are embracing acupuncture because it works. I think that more and more, when patients come in and they haven't had acupuncture before, I often ask them if they know someone who has, and they say yes, and that's why they're there. I think that it's not a mystical thing. I think it's something that is, in fact, very practical. I think I think Americans are generally, at least in my practice, I'm in New York City, so this may be, you know, there may be a difference there, but people are busy, they're stressed, they're multitasking, they're anxious, they have a lot on their plate, and they just want some time to really be able to relax, to feel better, and they don't want to have to take drugs in order to do that. So acupuncture is a really fantastic way to help them really achieve their goals. People want to feel well, and acupuncture is fantastic at that.
Well, if you would, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information and also how they can be in contact with you as well?
Oh, sure. So my website is jeffreysacupuncture.com. It's an unusual spelling for Jeffreys. It's J-E-F-F-R-E-S. And they can certainly contact me through the site. You can also email me at info@jeffreysacupuncture.com.
Well, Dr. Jeffreys, good to have you. If you would, in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip on the topic that we have been covering today?
Thanks so much for having me, Eric. This has been really great to be able to talk about acupuncture in general and community acupuncture. I think that the takeaway message is that acupuncture is something that can be affordable and accessible. It doesn't have to cost a ton of money to really feel better. And I really encourage your listeners to, talk to people they know who have had acupuncture or, you know, really just try. It's an experience that you can't forget. It's really a unique way of helping the body to find its balance. So it's been great. At the Jeffreys Acupuncture Center, we see people every day that, you know, come in stressed out or in pain and leave feeling so much better. So I just hope that your listeners will keep that in mind and just know that that's a great resource for them.
Well, Dr. Jeffreys, once again, thanks for being with us here today on eHealth Radio, and you have yourself a fantastic day.
Thank you. You too.
We've been speaking with Dr. Ann Jeffreys, the founder and director of the Jeffreys Acupuncture Center based in New York City. And once again, the website of reference is jeffreysacupuncture.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Acupuncture and General Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.